Greg Ehrenberg here from Odd Shopper, and there isn't a whole lot of baseball to talk about on Thursday night, so usually I come out and I say I'm going to give you the best dong picks on all the internet, which of course I'm going to try to do that as well, but at the same time, I'm going to have to give out some other prop bets as well, just because I don't want to be forcing home run bets. I want to make sure that these are bets that have positive ROI. So I have one home run bet, but I'm also going to looking at a strikeout prop as well. Do me a favor, like the video and subscribe to the YouTube channel, and of course, leave a comment below with your favorite home run bet of the day, or because I'm giving out other bets, you could do so as well, whether it's a money line bet you like, maybe a no run in first inning bet, a strikeout prop, whatever it might be, leave that in the comment section below. Yesterday, nobody in the comment section hit a home run prop. The only one that hit was my Juan Soto prop from yesterday. He hit a homer against Tyler McGill, but other than that, chat, you guys got to come through, give out some winning home run bets, and get back on the board today. Once again, if you hit on some winning bets, I'm going to be going through those, giving out some free memberships to our premium betting Discord. So go on, leave a comment, let me know your favorite bet of the day. And of course, once again, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. For my first home run pick of the day, and well, frankly, the only home run pick that I'm going to be giving out on this video, it's Bryce Harper plus 390 to homer. So Harper does not have the best matchup in the world against Tyler Anderson, but I kind of view this similarly to how I viewed Juan Soto yesterday, which was not that his matchup against Tyler McGill was a great one, but we had long odds on Juan Soto to homer, and typically we shouldn't be getting longer odds on Juan Soto to homer. And same goes for somebody like Bryce Harper plus 390 to homer, who, if you look at his numbers overall for the year, sure, he isn't playing quite as well as he did last year when he won the NL MVP, but he's making a lot of hard contact as of late. Multiple hits in four of his last six games. He's hit two homers over that stretch and a lot of extra base hits. Like 2 games ago against the Seattle Mariners, for instance, he went 2 for 4. He had a pair of doubles. So a lot of hard contact by Bryce Harper. And then today we get a matchup against Tyler Anderson, who, once again, he's pitched well to this point this year. But over the course of his career, he has been a guy that has been susceptible to home runs when he does allow fly balls. So last year, for instance, 12.2% home run to fly ball rate, for his career, 13.7%. And also, Tyler Anderson broke into the league as a heavy ground ball pitcher. That's not been the case as much over the last 3 years. 36% ground ball rate, 35%, and 28% over the last 3 years. So this is a guy who's letting the ball get in the air to him a little bit more than has typically been in the past. Got a good power hitter in Bryce Harper. And once again, longer odds at plus 390. So Bryce Harper, he's actually the only player in our Odd Shopper betting model that is a positive ROI on his home run bet today. But I do think it's one that makes sense, and I like it more than any other home run prop on the board. Well, there's only a few games on when it comes to tonight's baseball slate. It doesn't mean there isn't money to be won, and it doesn't mean there isn't free money to be given away. You have to take advantage of free money if you're looking to build your bankroll. And the easiest way to do that is to sign up using our promo code OSMLB over at BetMGM or using the link in the description box below. Because if you bet $10 on any MLB money line tonight, you get $200 for free. That's it. That's all you have to do to get $200. You really have to take advantage of these opportunities. They don't last forever. And it's free money. Who doesn't want free money? Sign up now. Promo code OSMLB or using the link in the description box below. I feel bad for any pitcher that has to go up against this Dodgers offense, and it's for multiple reasons. It's not only that they're a great offense and one of the best in the league against right-handed pitching, 117 WRC plus for this point, they rarely strike out against right-handed pitchers. And oftentimes we see offenses with a lot of firepower that also leads to strikeouts. That's just not the case with the Dodgers. They have a 20.9% K rate against righties. That is one of the lowest marks in the league for any offense. And they're going up against a pitcher in Zach Wheeler, who I think could be struggling a little bit because of his workload from last season. So last year, Zach Wheeler, he was the runner-up to the NL Cy Young behind Corbin Burns. He threw 213 innings. It was by far the most in the National League, and it was also by far the most of his career. And we're starting to see some potential lingering effects of that big workload from Zach Wheeler. And he made some comments towards the end of last year that were a little bit concerning. He told the media that had the Phillies made the playoffs, he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to pitch that deep into the season because of how sore his arm was from the big workload in the regular season. And here's the big red flag to this point. Last year, 97.3 average fastball velocity. This year, 95.8. So we also see his strikeout rate dip from 29.1% down to 22.5% combined with that dip in velocity. And there's some red flags here with Zach Wheeler, who's opened up the season with a 4.1 ERA. So I think it looks like we're going to be seeing some regression from Zach Wheeler. He's a really difficult matchup against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So I put all of that together, and I'm looking to take the under on the strikeout props here for Zach Wheeler. The under 5.5 at minus 132, we have it with a 19% ROI and a 68% expected win rate. that all makes sense to me. I don't like the matchup. I don't like what I've seen from Zach Wheeler so far. Give me the under for a strikeout prop. So to recap, I just have two bets that I like for tonight's slate. Bryce Harper plus 390 to homer, and then Zach Wheeler for under 5.5 strikeouts. Once again, there's only a few baseball games today, and I don't think that we should be betting just for the sake of betting. I want to find bets individually I think have value. And if there's a slate where I don't think has value, I wouldn't be giving out picks. So only two for today, and these are two bets that I like, and there's really nothing else on the board that stands out to me. But maybe there's something I missed. Maybe there's something you guys really think has good value. And if that's the case, leave that below in the comment section. It could be your favorite home run pick, your favorite money line, player prop, whether a team to score in the first thing, whatever it might be, leave it in the comment section below. And I like to go back and look at some of those bets. And every once in a while, I give out some premium betting Discord subscriptions to our membership that we have over there. So I'm giving out free weekly passes. If you guys have any bets in there that win that I like at the end of the day, I shout some of those out on the next show. So do that. Leave a comment with your favorite bet. Also, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and good luck tonight, everybody.